Welcome to Talking Politics, KBIA's weekly show dedicated to talking about local and national politics. I'm Abigail Corson. Last week, after Governor Jay Nixon gave his final State of the State address, KBIA's Sarah Shariari spoke with Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard and got his take on some of the Missouri legislature's most pressing issues.
So one of the big topics coming out of Jefferson City these days is ethics reform, and it's something that Governor Nixon spoke about in his State of the State address. We've seen a lot of movement in the House on that. What do you think we can expect to see in the Senate, and what concrete results might that yield?
The ethics bill that came out of the House to committee, they're going on the floor of the Senate for debate next week, which is probably the quickest time we've ever had that kind of legislation on the floor of the Senate in January. You know, concrete results, who knows? It still has to get a vote in the Senate, but I think there is a lot of support to get something finished across the line. The Speaker has made it a priority of his, and we're willing to help him.
And that support seems to be bipartisan.
It does.
For you, what would the ideal ethics reform look like?
I did the ethics bill the last 2 years and couldn't get them across the line, but it was done some gift ban and some ran in some lobbyist gifts and some travel, and then time that you two-year waiting period. I think the bill that came over the House is 1 year. I had a two-year waiting period before you can go from elected to lobbyist. So we'll see what happens. And I mean, I'm sure it'll be amended and. But we're taking it up pretty quick, so we should have results, and you can, you know, we can talk about it again after next week.
And I wanted to ask you about the possibility of Medicaid eligibility expansion in 2016 in Missouri, and whether there seems to be any support for that in the legislature.
There is no support.
So that is almost certainly something that we'll not be seeing in 2016.
No, well, the governor's already expanded Medicaid by. I mean, we already have 100,000 new people on Medicaid expansion over last year. I mean, he's doing it anyway through some technicalities, and the budget chairman advised us that this morning. So it's kind of being done without our approval, but as far as us expanding Medicaid on our own, it's not going to happen. We've already got states of Arkansas that did it, and they're having budget troubles in Indiana. I mean, these states have done it in a really serious situation, and we're not going to put the Missouri taxpayers, because if that happened, it could be as much as $1 billion extra, and that's going to come the only place that comes out of is prisons or K-12, and we're not going to take that money out of the education of the prisons.
And I wanted to ask you a little bit about MU, especially in light of the protests about racism and inequality last year. Have you spoken with any of the MU leadership recently about the direction of the campus? And where were those conversations headed, and what were they about?
They talk about those topics, and I'm not sure what they're doing. I gave them my 10 cents worth that the legislature is frustrated with the University of Missouri. We're not sure who's running the institution up there. It's surely not the leaders. It appears as faculty and students, and that's unacceptable.
Do you think that frustration in the legislature could affect funding to the university system this year?
I do.
How do you think that would affect programs at the university?
That'll be up to them. They have plenty of time to correct their course, so we'll see.
And
we're just starting the budget tomorrow in the Senate with looking over the governor's request. I mean, of course, the budget starts in the House. It's going to be several weeks and months before we get it, but we are going to pass the budget early. So there's plenty of time to make corrections, but the legislature is pretty frustrated with the University of Missouri.
That was KBIA Sarah Shariari talking with Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard. That's it for this week's Talking Politics. I'm Abigail Corson. Thanks for listening.